The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's the Netball Show with Flyhawk as we prepare for our socially distanced celebrations for our 500th podcast. A chance now to hear from Marika Holzhausen. We were really impressed by her time at Stars. Obviously, we chat to so many people at all levels of the sport, but every now and then something just clicks. And this was one of those chats.
Marika, welcome to the show, and it is a genuine honour to have you on the programme at last. So why don't we start by looking at the time that you first discovered you had a real love for the game?
Oh, it would have probably been around 8 years old. I think when I got to primary school, my mom was pretty adamant that I do a team sport. And yeah, netball was the only sport that was really a big thing in my primary school. And I got to know a lot of people through netball. And I think my love for it started at that young age. Just grown ever since.
What kind of progress did you make at home? Playing leagues and then make that natural progression to the national squad?
Yeah, so I didn't really start at a young age. I think my first provincial team was when I was 13 years old, and then a couple of years in and out of squads. And then the first real break I got was when I was 18 years old, and I was taken up into the under-19 SA team. And yeah, from there got into the senior squad, and yeah, kind of just privileged from there to be selected ever since.
And it doesn't really come much better than that. I mean, you got your 100th cap back in November last year. So what does that mean to you, being part of the national squad?
Yeah, it's just such, I think the one word that can describe it, and I did describe it like that with my 100th cap, is just grace. I've been through two major injuries in my career, and to come back from that and to say I've played 100 caps for my country is really just grace, and it's such a privilege. And yeah, I wouldn't change anything about it. I've learned so much. I've met so many people. I've grown as a person, and yeah, just loving being able to be out on court and not only represent my country, but to just enjoy the game that we love so much.
I didn't really want to look at that last major injury, but it's just having that mindset that, you know what, I've got this, and I'm just going to have to take each day as it comes, really.
Yeah, I think that's with what, especially with a knee injury that keeps you out for so long, you realize that it can happen at any stage. Anytime you go out for training or go out on court, it can happen. And that makes you just take every opportunity and enjoy every moment, because you know it can be your last. And I think that had to happen to me to realize that and to even just work even harder to get back to performing on a top level.
The team's in a good shape, and it would be fair to say that you've got support for the side over here as well. I mean, people like Ziggy and Bongi and Shadeen, they are part of the league. So are you noticing support for the Proteas at games like this?
Yeah, I think we've got support across the world, really. We've been taken up a few Protea players in leagues in Australia, New Zealand, and over here in England. So, and I think with our performances over the last 2 or 3 years, we've really broadened our supporters base, and I think people like backing the underdog, and yeah, that's what we are.
Norma's an incredible coach, but what in particular has she brought to your game?
Yeah, she's the information she gives and the insight she has to the game, is just, you can't compare it. And she's pushed me to new levels, and she still does. She challenges me in every training, and I try to be better and implement that throughout all trainings and matches, especially here with Stars as well. The focus is always to implement what she wants me to do in a Protea setup. So, she's just an incredible coach, and I've really been privileged to say I've been coached by her.
It's really good to see that you're getting to play against some of the world's best. Maybe unfair, but have you enjoyed playing against somebody in particular?
Oh, I enjoy playing against everyone. I think at this level we play, everyone has a challenge. But I think I enjoy playing against the goal defences that's a bit more physical. And I think most of them in this league are. because that's what we get up to in international netball, and it's something I've struggled with in the past. But I really think that's a positive I can take from playing in the Vitality Netball Super League. The physicality is really great, and hopefully my coach will say I'm improving on that every week.
When it came to joining Stars, what was that like, having people like Anita and Pamela get in touch and saying, oh, we're starting something new, do you want to be a part of it?
I was really surprised. I thought at my age I wouldn't get an opportunity like that again.
Nonsense.
And I was really surprised, but really keen. I was at a stage in my own life where I needed a change, and I love being part of something new and creating something for the future. So I was really, really keen on getting over to Stars and how build on what they envisioned for the club. And I think it's just an ongoing process, and just love being part of forming that legacy.
Is it still exciting? What's the most memorable part of the whole Stars experience so far?
Oh, this you ask such questions that doesn't have really have one answer, because there's so many
things.
This
is good.
I love the people. My teammates are just great. The support is great everywhere we go, I think, for all teams. But I really enjoy that we get packed crowds and people staying after the game to get your signature. And they're just really excited and they keep supporting no matter what the result is. And that's really nice to have.
How about some of the teammates? What's it like being among the next wave of Stars like Iona and Sam?
It's really nice being around the younger players. They've got such enthusiasm and such passion for the game, and I learn from them every week, and I just believe you're never too old to learn, and they've got such insight and great futures for them as well, great players, and I just love being around them.
Describe a typical week for you with training then. Is it pretty intense at this kind of level?
Yeah, so training is, for me, preparing for World Cups really intense. So I do a lot of training on my own, at least 2 sessions a day, with 1 day rest a week if we don't have a match. So it's really intense. And then we get together for team trainings on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, which is quite full on, where we spend both days, the whole day together. So, really intense, but I love the training part. I think you can't do sport if you don't like the training, because most of the time it's just training, and you just need to enjoy the games. And in order to do that, you really need to work hard during the week. So that's what I try and do, and hopefully that pays off on match days.
Do you get much time to yourself?
I make time for myself.
Yay.
I believe in a balanced life. So as much as I love netball and enjoy doing it, I also believe you need to have other stuff. So I make time to see friends, have coffee, maybe go to the cinema, spend some time on my guitar, and definitely make time for myself as well.
Well, I found out the other week that Ziggy, another hidden talent of her, is yodeling. So we need to get you on a guitar and her yodeling. That sounds like a podcast exclusive. Do you think that would work?
I think we should definitely get that on camera.
Hi, this is Shani Layton, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
It's The Netball Show with Flyhawk. We're going to take a look back at some of the best interviews and moments that we've shared with you since we started the podcast way back in 2017. So back in May 2018, we had a chat with Jeeva Mentor all about being named the world's best netballer.
My mum was heavily involved in tennis, and my dad loved all sorts of sports, right from used to play gridiron, so American football with the Bobcats in Bournemouth, and athletics and football and cricket. So my family are always very heavily involved in sport, and I guess living on the South Coast, we had the sea at our doorstep, so we did a lot of kayaking and sailing as well. So I think the one route that I did take that was slightly different to the rest of my family was I went down a team sport route and into actually netball. My mum didn't really like netball when she played it at school, and my dad hadn't had too much to do with it, so that's where I did seem to branch out on my own and find my own niche.
The trampolining you enjoyed as well, that was obviously going to be out because of the height, but you had some involvement with basketball, wasn't it?
Yeah, so I mean, I always say that netball found me rather than I found it, and it was because I was actually playing a lot of basketball at school, and we didn't have any girls teams at St. Peter's, the school I was at, so I joined the boys team until it got to an age or a year where I wasn't welcome anymore by the other schools. The boys didn't want me playing, and so I had to find another sport and decided to join the girls and sort of picked up netball that way. So yeah, basketball was, I guess, my sort of original team sport. But being very sporty, I did a lot of athletics as well. But trampolining was actually my main competitive sport outside of school. And I competed at a high level, a high junior level, and thoroughly enjoyed what I was doing. But as you can tell, for the height of myself, I'm not really built as a trampolinist. They tend to be a lot shorter and lower center of gravity. And that's something that I'm definitely not with my long arms and legs.
Still a heck of a lot of fun, mind.
It is, and every time I see a trampoline, whether it's in a backyard or at a play park, I'm the first one there to probably push the little kid on there aside and hop on and have a good bounce and giggle around. So I've got a few skills that I can pull out of the bag, but I can't really do any of my doubles anymore.
What was it like in those early years? I think it was round about when you were 15, your mum saw the Lynn Gunson workshop, took you out of school.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, mums, as they do, they're always into something or see newsletters that come across their path. And she actually saw a high performance centre that was being set up at Bath University, which is only sort of an hour and 40 minutes up the road from Bournemouth, and been headed up by a Kiwi, by Lynn Gunson. And my mum's always had a sort of fascination with New Zealand and thought it was a beautiful country and beautiful people. And so was quite intrigued putting the two together, and saw that it was netball, and I was just getting involved in netball. And so she dragged me along up to Bath, and we had a day there sort of spending chatting with Lynn, and mum went off and had a chat with her. I went off and did some sort of netball exercises with Lynn, and next thing I knew, I was sort of signed up to this program and heading up to Bath almost three or four times a week, being part of the high performance program there with a lot of names that you're all calling netball world, like Jess Garland and Kath Ratmatalola, and yes, so many great names and animes. And so yeah, it's quite cool to think that I've sort of come through the Bath footsteps and not only being coached but played alongside so many great people, and one of them obviously being Amma Boise, who's our current England captain.
It's just some of the teammates at that time as well, the fact that they're still part of the Super League England just shows what that side had.
I think so, and I think the expertise that Lynn brought, not just in her netball knowledge, but how to sort of run a program and how to develop girls as not just netballers but people away from the court, is sort of testament to how far we've gone and been able to spread across the world, not just obviously in the UK through Super League, but playing out in the ANZ in New Zealand or playing in the Suncorp Super Netball in Australia. So definitely testament to Lynn Gunson, what she was able to set up at Bath, and the fact that we were able to come through as people and players and be able to improve our netball and make great friends and connections along the way. And Facebook is a great thing. I'm still in contact with many of those girls and seeing the success they're having now, not necessarily as players, but as coaches sort of developing the next generation.
I thought I'd just ask you about Storm in 2009. You and Sonia at the back. Jamie
it
as
was,
well,
it was it? Yeah, with Tamsin and, Jamie as well. I'm trying to remember all the girls that were in the team back then.
I've got a list.
So it was a
Hannah,
new franchise.
Rachel,
was,
Tamsin, Becky,
Hannah,
Gemma,
Rachel,
Natalie.
Oh, wow. It's so
what
cool when you hear all those names being reeled off. Yeah. You know what, all I can really remember from that time is how much fun it was, but also the success we managed to have on court. And I think that's because the program that was developed there, it was a new team that were being set up at Surrey Storm and involved with the university. And it was one of those opportunities where Sonia and I knew at the end of the season we were going out to play in Australia for the first time and be part of their competition. So we wanted to make sure we still had our connection and our partnership in the circle as sort of England goalkeeper, goal defence. So we decided to move to be at the same club team. So I moved across from Bath, and I believe Sonia moved across from the other London teams. And we had a great year at Surrey Storm. Unfortunately, I believe Sonia and I had to leave a little bit earlier, just before finals, to head out to play in the Australian League. But the time that we did have at Surrey Storm was fantastic, and I've just got such fond memories of not just the team but the environment that we created there, and even the photo shoots that we had in that amazing coloured kit.
You've had some amazing coaches in your time. people like Lynn and Jackie. How important have they been to you?
Yes, I've come across some amazing people, and I've been exposed to some fantastic coaches along my career. And I mean, that goes right back from school days and my sort of PE teachers and coaches at school, all the way through to club, county, regional, Super League, and now out in Australia and England as well. I definitely think a coach that's able to bring the best out of you is someone who not just works on you as a netball player and your physical attributes and your skill level, but someone who also focuses on you as a person and that holistic approach, and being able to make sure they've got a happy person, and that reflects onto court. And currently the situation I'm in at the moment under Nolene Tourer at Sunshine Coast Lightning, she's a coach that seems to just emulate everything that I'd want to be as a coach, and brings across all the amazing coaches that I've had and rolls it all into one for me. The knowledge that she brings, the honesty that she brings, and also the fact that she's just normal. She just gets it in terms of it's a game at the end of the day, and obviously we want to go out there and do our best, but it's realistic in the fact that you need to be able to push yourself mentally, physically, but at the end of the day it's a game and you've got to enjoy what you do.
Podcast 500 is on the way, and yes, there will be more highlights from 2019. How we dealt with the onset of COVID and remained online throughout the leagues being cancelled. And there's an England international as part of the celebrations too. 500 podcasts in, and we're not going anywhere.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.